What's up, everyone? Welcome or welcome back to my YouTube channel / my podcast. I am the Marketing Nomad. My name is Prithvi Madhukar. I am the author of 0-4 Figures and Self-Loved. I'm also a digital entrepreneur and a business owner. Few of the roles that I do take on, I'm a YouTuber, podcaster, Etsy shop owner, Skillshare teacher, and a marketing strategy consultant as well. All of the links are in the description box below if you'd like to check it out. Welcome to episode 195 of the Ask TMN series, where we're going to be getting into 5 tips that I have for you for WhatsApp marketing for your business. Now, if you're new here and you're wondering, well, what's this Ask TMN thing that you just spoke about? So Ask TMN is a series that I created where I answer some of the most commonly asked questions that solopreneurs may have about marketing, business, as well as mindset. Now, if those 3 topics interest you, definitely do hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, because that tells you every single time I do upload a podio, and I upload a couple of these every single week. Alrighty guys, without further ado, let's get into the 5 tips that I have for you. So number 1 is, when you are creating a WhatsApp group for your customers, your potential customers, or even people who are just interested in your business, make sure that you are taking the time to welcome the new members. So there are a few different ways that you can go about this. The first way would be to make sure that you are crafting a new member message. So maybe you send it out every Sunday, have like a dedicated time slot that you are introducing new members, you are welcoming them into your group. So I get that during the week you might have, you know, random entries into your group, like maybe 1 on Monday, 2 on Tuesday, and you don't really want to bombard the people on the group with messages. So I would recommend having 1 day a week, maybe Sunday, where you introduce the new members or you just welcome them into the group. Make sure that you are, you know, at least mentioning their name or mentioning something that stood out to you about them. That kind of gives it a little bit of a personalized message. And another way that you could go about this would be to encourage your members of your WhatsApp group to interact with each other. So maybe post 1 question, like a get to know each other question, on a particular day of the week, so that again, you're not overwhelming them with messages, but at the same time, you are kind of fostering that connection, that, you know, group setting where they can interact with each other, they can get to know each other on the group. All right, so that is one thing that you could do. Another tip that I've written over here is prompt them to share, you know, pictures of themselves using your products or how they felt about using your services. That could also be a great way. So have 1 dedicated day a week where you are encouraging them to, you know, send in their content. And this would be your user-generated content that you can actually, you know, of course, with their permission, post on your social media pages or even just use their testimony to help bring in potential customers and let them know that, hey, I've actually got a group of people who have used my products and services and they are happy with it, all right? So that is tip number 1 for you. So take the time to welcome new members because you are creating that bond between them, that connection with them. And yeah, I mean, if they've joined your WhatsApp group, it means on some level they are interested in you as a business, in what you have to say. So, you know, don't be hesitant to build that connection with them. All right. So that is number 1 for you. Number 2 is make sure that you have exclusive offers just for your WhatsApp group. So that could be 1 as an incentive for potential customers or even your customers who have already purchased from your business to join that WhatsApp group and become repeat customers. It's an incentive for them. And number 2, it also allows you to, like I mentioned before, customers who have already purchased from you, you're kind of giving them an opportunity to purchase from you again. And again, lifetime value of the customer increases, and that's just a win-win for you and for them as well. So what I would suggest to do is just for the people on your WhatsApp group or who are on your WhatsApp list, I would say have exclusive offers for them, maybe give them sneak peeks of new trends that are coming in, maybe give them a first look of the product that is launching. Whatever it is, make sure that you are giving them a sense of exclusivity, all right? So again, that kind of helps them gain incentive to join the WhatsApp group, and it makes them feel special also, right? Like, hey, this brand or this business is making sure that I am the first person or one of the first few to gain access to this product, to this service, or to this offer, to this discount. And one common mistake that I do see with businesses is they put the same offer that they put on their WhatsApp group. I feel like that was a little bit of a complicated start to the sentence, but you know, we're just gonna move on from that. So one common mistake that I've seen with businesses is whatever same offer they are putting on their WhatsApp group, yeah, they kind of put the same thing everywhere, like on their Instagram pages and so on and so forth. For me in particular, like, you wanna give them that extra incentive to join your WhatsApp group. And if you just put the same offer everywhere, you're not giving them that edge over, you know, someone, say, following your Instagram page. So what I would do personally, in my opinion, is I would have tiered discounts. So if they follow my Instagram page, they get one separate kind of discount. If they join my WhatsApp group, that's an additional step that they've taken towards me, towards building that connection with me. So they get even more exclusive discounts. So I would still keep the steps in mind, like following my Instagram page. Yes, I see you, I value that follow. And then if you take one more step towards my business in keeping in touch with me and keeping constant communication with me, in making sure that I have those lines of communication open with you, then yeah, you're gonna get an even bigger discount, or an even more range of offers, all right? So that is how I would do it, because every step is still commendable towards your business and every step needs to be recognized, but you also have to know that that's step one and this is probably step two. So there needs to be some distinguishing thing between the two of them. That's how I would approach it, all right? And one thing that I've written over here is you can also mention your seasonal offers, just keep them updated. Maybe if they want to budget things around, you know, you give them that heads up that, hey, we've got our seasonal promotions coming up, so here's you know, like a heads up for you. You can even have limited time offers, sneak peeks, as we mentioned before. So those are the things that I've written in my notes over here. All right, so that is number two for you. Then we come to number three, which is news in your industry or even latest trends. Like, for example, you are someone in the fashion industry. Your business is part of the fashion industry. So in that industry in particular, there are a lot of latest trends that are coming along, right? And so sometimes you might have customers who want to be updated with the latest trends. They really want to hop on the latest trends and get on just having that information with them. So in that case, maybe you have a separate WhatsApp group for news in your industry. Maybe there's something relevant to your audience that they need to know, or even the latest trends that are going on. Just make sure that you are communicating what exactly is the group going to do or how is it going to benefit your customers before you bring them on. So if you're doing offers, let them know that. If you're doing latest trends, let them know that. If you're doing offers and latest trends, let them know that as well. So the more clarity you can give them about what exactly are they going to get out of your group, what is the frequency of messages, and what do you expect out of them from that group? Like, do you want them to interact? Do you not want them to interact? Do you want them to just say, all right? Or how do you want them to respond to your messages, whether if they want the product or not? Do they want to give a thumbs down or a thumbs up for the messages that you're putting? If they want to buy, they don't like it, so on and so forth. So I would recommend making sure that your expectations are put forth and you are clear about what the group is going to be. All right, just so that when your potential customers or even your customers come onto your WhatsApp group or your WhatsApp list, yeah, they're aware of how much you're going to contact them and what you are going to contact them with. And that just leads to, I guess, less disappointment, less frustration, and because they are aware, they signed up for this and they know exactly what you are going to do. So it just builds a healthier relationship with them. Yeah, that's one more way that I would put it. All right, so that is number three for you. Then we come to number four, is you can actually go live and you could do in the format of a video call. Now on WhatsApp in particular, as of when I'm publishing this audio, there is a restriction on the number of people that you can have when you go on a video call. I think it's in the 30s right now. And what I do want to say with that is maybe you can have few people subscribe. Maybe you have multiple video call sessions and make sure that it does not exceed the number. And you have a live product launch. You maybe do a live sneak peek of the products that are coming out, or you can even do a video demonstration of the products and services. So it's just a way for them to get a one-on-one touch with the business. And so just even giving them that video call with an exclusive access to the product, or even a video demonstration of the product that you offer, or even like an FAQ session about the services or about the products, about the benefits, the features, how to use the product, how to clean the product. You know, there's so many different ways that you can go about this, but make sure, of course, that you are maintaining the total number of people who can go on those video calls. So I would recommend having multiple sessions because, one, the call number of people on the call restriction, and number two, you're just giving people the flexibility to join different calls if they would like. So this is just another tip for you, just in case you want to have more of that connection with your audience. This way they're actually interacting with you, and you on the other end can actually figure out, all right, they were interested in this product, but they're not so interested in this product. They were interested in this service, but not so much in this service. Or they were asking so many questions about this service, so maybe I need to look into how I am communicating what that product or that service is about so that they can have less of these doubts. And for example, you have some objection on the video call and you've answered it well. Maybe you want to put that on your website. Maybe you want to share that on your social media platforms as well. So even these video calls can also become really good content for your social media, for your website as well. All right, so that would be number four for you. Then we come to number five, which is your additional service. So this would be just another way for you to earn additional revenue. So for example, people have joined your WhatsApp group, but maybe one person wants an individualized attention from you. They want that one-on-one service for you. So maybe you can post that on your group saying, if you want a one-on-one video call or you want a one-on-one FAQ session, then this would be the charge, this would be the rate. Or if you want a one-on-one consultation, yeah, again, this would be the rate. So it's just another way for you to add revenue to your business, just another stream of it. And or you could maybe keep it free, but it could be part of the service of a premium customer. You know, that could also be something that you could offer. So this would be another way to, again, build connection. The way that I see it is, when it comes to WhatsApp marketing, there is so much for you to actually tap into, and it all boils down to building that connection with them, enhancing that connection, that relationship that you have with them. And these five tips are revolving around that. All right, so that brings me to the end of the five tips that I have for you. I really hope this episode helped you in some way. If it did, please do give me a thumbs up, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, because that tells you every single time I do upload a podio, and I upload a couple of these every single week. Other than that, if you want to catch my two books, they are available on Amazon. My first book, Zero to Four Figures, Lessons Learned by a Broke CEO. Yeah, that covers 61 stories and lessons ranging on topics related to self-love, relationships, business strategy, marketing strategy, what else? Positive mindset, growth mindset, success mindset. And so if that's interesting to you, definitely do head on to Amazon. It's right over there. My second book is Self-Loved. It is a compilation of 1,000 journal prompts aimed towards healing, growth, and self-discovery. Now, that covers topics like inner child healing, trauma healing, reflections, gratitude, so on and so forth. Again, available on Amazon. Other than that, I do have a set of productivity planners, journals, and trackers. At the moment of publishing this podio, there are 18 of them available also on Amazon. They range from a one-page project planner to a seven-day workweek planner to a five-day workweek planner, so on and so forth. Now, the simplest way to find all of my stuff on Amazon is to search for my full name. It's Prithvi Madhukar, P-R-I-T-H-V-I space M-A-D-H-U-K-A-R. The minute you do that, you're going to get an author page for me, and then all of my stuff is just going to show up. Alrighty, guys, thank you so much for listening all the way up until here. I'll catch you in my next one. Bye-bye.